We are live. It's the eve of training camp, familia. It is, this is going to be so awesome. It's going to be a great night tonight. Familia, you know, we're here. We're live on YouTube. Hey, quick shout out to Dame Overboard, his finalist in the Scott Fishbowl. And we'll talk about a little bit of that right now. So, familia. I'm so pumped for this show. We're training camps are coming up, football season's here. We're going to be going south from LA to the other LA, as my invitada just mentioned right there. So it's perfect timing. So I also want to make sure that you're going to Familia FFB. You're going to hit that like and subscribe button right now on YouTube. Just give us that thumbs up and get in there. And also make sure if you're going to underdogfantasy.com, use that promo code Familia 23. Said in Spanish. I don't know what it would be in French, but we won't go there just yet. But hey, you're going to get matched up to the first $100 on your first deposit. So get in there. Best ball season. This is the best time to be drafting. Practice. Get better for your home leagues. And we'll be talking about home leagues right now too. So Familia, I want to tell you, I have admired from afar, via Twitter, our invitada right now, our special guest tonight, because honestly, I don't know if there's someone who, is funnier, is wittier, gives the zingers better, and the people just almost appreciate it. It's almost like a badge of honor to get a zinger. And I got to tell you, it's awesome. And I don't know how many people can walk that fine line, but I tell you, and fine line, not only walk that fine line, but hit a home run, just like Shohei Ohtani going out there. Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life scooped her up, and she's a writer for them. She's been coming marching in for them for quite a while now, and she's marching in live with us right now. So hey, love her Twitter handle because it makes her sound like a superhero. I was telling her that right before. So she doesn't have a cape on right now, but she's left her J job and she's come here to join us as her alter ego. Let's give a big bienvenido to Cooter Doodle. Mi amiga, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I feel like you hyped me up a little too much there.
Oh, I tell you, hey, you know what,
got me blushing.
Hey, I'm a PR guy. I'm a PR guy at heart. So I'm, maybe I would have done great at boxing promotion, but hey, right now, fantasy football, let's talk about that. But just find her at Cooter Doodle on Twitter, the most clever name. You guys have all heard the story, but if you want to share real quick, what it is, I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, it was my Xbox gamer tag. I didn't want numbers. And so I was watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall. How could I forget the name of Forgetting Sarah Marshall? And they said Cooter, and I thought it was hilarious. And so I tried different things and it worked. Got on Twitter, never thought anybody would ever see it. And here we are.
Yeah, 15,000 people are paying attention every time you tweet. How cool is that? And yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, one of the funniest movies mm-hmm. of the last however many, I think it's like 10, 15 years or so. I don't know, I think it might be a little bit longer
than
that. Yeah, so we won't talk about that. We won't talk about age or anything like that. But you know what? I've been wanting to invite you on for a while now because I'm so happy you took the invite. With training camps coming up and everything like that, there are so many people coming in from the woodwork who are, kind of the casual players. Now, you're not a casual player. You're a self-avowed degenerate who has mentioned many times that you try and hype up your league mates months in advance, and they're just kind of like, no, it's April or something like that. I want to get started real quick. With training camp starting, are there any kind of like non-Saints storylines that you're following going into training camp?
Honestly, what I'm most interested about is like the signings or the free agents that are just floating around, because I really get into, I've said this before, but I am at heart just a fan. I don't consider myself necessarily a content creator. So I eat up all the coach speak and all the hype. And like today, whenever they said Russell Wilson's in the best shape of his life, I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to buy it. Like, I'd love eating all that up. So anything from training camp for me is just like a dose of adrenaline. So I love to hear it, but I am excited to see where some of those free agents fall, because I think some of those pieces might start coming together. Hopefully. I don't know.
Some of those running backs that are still floating out there mm-hmm. are pretty, especially headed up by Dalvin Cook.
That's who I was thinking. Yeah, Cook.
Where would you think he's going to land?
Oh, I don't know. I have no clue. At this point, there's so much drama too with the, and rightfully so with the pay and everything that I'm curious to see how it all plays out in the next coming years, honestly. But even today, like Leonard Fournette going to the Patriots and things like that, you know, all those little pieces where I feel like I'm comfortable with people. And then you hear one little thing and I'm like spiraling, you know? So I love to eat it up. I take every little ounce of it. I love to eat it up.
Oh, give me all of it. I mean, for me, you know, I'm still kind of like on two sides, still on the baseball side, but also, you know, with to have some actual fresh news, to kind of fill the air a little bit and let us know that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is talking about Sky Moore just something that's going to like maybe inch things up on the rankings a little bit. I think it's so much fun. It's so much fun. It's football is back. You know, I mean, you talk about it's blistering hot in your neck of the woods. It's summer has hit us with, you know, 90, high 90s to triple digits, but it's dry heat. So I'm not complaining too much.
Yeah, not too dry here. No. We sometimes try to go to like the practices when they open it to the public and everything. And I don't know if I can do it this summer because it's just been brutal here. So New Orleans, yeah, it's rough. The humidity is the problem. It's like 90-something percent.
Oh, I mean, that's just different. That's like you're walking into a sauna.
Mm-hmm. So, it really is. It really is.
Oh, but hey, you know what? Somehow people exercise in that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm gonna say a quick hello to some people in the chat.
I recognize so many familiar names.
Oh, Dame Overboard. Now, we're gonna talk about this in a second, but I spent some time with Dame Overboard and Mr. Scampers at the LA Live Draft. That's for Scott Fishbowl on Saturday. So, Toronto Dave, amigo.
I heard Scampers got a nice beard. Oh, it was the talk of the town.
That beard is I'm telling you, who could I say it's taller than without offending them? well, you know what? He's like a
Bryce
brother.
Young or the beard?
Yes, it's pretty close. I think the beard might win a little bit because JL Garofalo was saying, it's like, you're so tall. And I'm like, JL, you're kind of tall too. So, yeah. So Toronto Dave, another one. Hoof tube. Oh my goodness. Look at all the people who are coming out tonight.
All the friends.
Oh, Mr. Scampers. And by the way, he's in the same division as me. And I've probably cursed his name a half dozen times in the last week because guess where he's drafting right before me. And I think he did it just to spite me. Because I think it's
all almost
love.
Fun. Linda, I don't know. Yeah. I posted how she had sniped me on. She sniped me on Gibbs. We don't need to talk about it. I had tilted a lot. But at the same time, I will be honest. I kind of like getting sniped because it feels good to get fired up. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it ignites the chat. People start to get furious. And as much as, like, I would love to win all my leagues. But at the end of the day, I really just want to have a good time. And so, like, all the fury, all of that, that gets me hyped up. So I love a good snipe, whether it's me doing it or me taking it. It's fine.
I think there was only one time that well, we'll get into it, but yeah. Yes. Cooter doodlery is going to occur. Toronto Dave just keeps adding even more. Yes. Great movie. I agree. Toronto Dave, Alberto, bienvenido. Thank you also for jumping on this morning. I was on with, RotoWire with Jeff Erickson from RotoWire this morning and did a little extra hype and they came on and they were saying hello, but man, we need to.
I am going. I have not booked my flight yet, but I am going for the first time. So I'm excited.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness. Look at this. Look at this chat. You guys are bringing it. Yes, the I agree that the roller coaster of emotions is just amazing. Knock it off humidity. Yes, I agree with you, Dame. You're Yeah, we got it plenty good here. I know. And we had the mildest, you know, late spring, June gloom that lasted till about 10 days ago. And so I'm good. Wow, you guys are, oh, Jake Trowbridge in the house.
Bienvenido,
Jake. Oh, MBL, you know, MBFL in the house. I'm telling you, this is awesome. Familia, you guys are great. Well, you know what, let's jump into like a little bit of Scott Fishbowl talk. We'll get into the favorite formats in a second, but, you know, get the Scott Fishbowl, when it came down to it for you, first off, where did you play, and was it a live draft?
No, I didn't do the live draft. It was, it's just on Sleeper that we did it. I'm in the Bob's Burgers division. A lot of familiar people that I've interacted with and some new ones too. So that's fun. So, yeah, I drafted 104. No, I say that. I keep saying that. Linda was 104. I was 103. Linda was 104.
103 is kind of like a really interesting. So who went 101 and 102 for you?
That's a good question. It was quarterbacks. I ended up with Hurts.
Oh, okay.
So I ended up taking Hurts, but I was on the fence of taking Kelsey or not, just with the scoring. And I just didn't want to put all my eggs in his basket. So I went Hurts.
I'm with you. I had the 101. And so, cause I just wanted to control the board. It was available, and I wanted to be able to have the first one. Plus I wanted to be able to trash talk, had long stretches of trash talk. Cause I was in the same division with, you know, Kendall Valenzuela, Troy King.
Yeah, Kendall, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's a good group.
Oh my goodness. Troy Laquan.
Yeah, that's a great group.
Oh, Mr. Scampers in the group, Sam Holt. And Maddie Kroll.
Y'all did live, right? I think I saw pictures. Yeah.
Trophy smack. We were just on fire. We were trash talking each other and just having so much fun.
That's great.
Oh my goodness. But that's where Scampers just kept sniping me every time he went before me. And I wanted to control the board. And it's, you went Hurts over Kelsey. I like that.
He actually fell pretty far. He, like, in our little 103 chat, people were talking, and he went early in a lot of leagues, but ours, he fell, I want to say, to like 107, 108. So wow. I felt kind of good about that, because then I was like, oh, I don't feel so bad that I didn't take him. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those weird feelings where I know it's all psychological, but when you're on the fence about someone and then the person after you doesn't immediately take them, you're like, okay, maybe I made the right choice. But if Linda would have gone Kelsey like immediately, I would have been filled with regret. So thankfully she didn't do that. She can get in my head so quick.
Oh man. Who else was in your division? Any other familiar names?
Oh yeah.
And by the way, Troy definitely made sure to tell tell Mr. Scampers that Linda said hello, because she'd been wanting to say hello to him for a while.
Yeah, but Linda, Emily Kluge, Mr. Scampers. I mean, we got a lot of good ones in there. Simon from FYF. Yeah, we have a lot of good ones in there. It's a fun group.
Oh, that is a fun group. That is a fun group. Any other favorite picks that you had out there?
I felt pretty good about, I went hardcore wide receiver at first, and I feel pretty good about the running backs that I got, but I was one pick away. Like I said, Linda did it to me. I was like, ooh, I'm stacking all these wide receivers. I'm gonna get Gibbs as my, you know, RB1. And she took him right before me. So that hurt. Cause I felt like I would have felt so comfy and happy, but she took him. Happy for her. Like that meme where the kid's all mad, happy for you. Congrats. That's how I felt. I'm like, good job.
You're right. That was, and plus Gibbs. Yeah, Gibbs is kind of like, that's like a hometown guy. He's, you know, he's almost like Alvin Kamara 2.0. So if he does that, oh yeah, that one's.
It would have been a nice start. That's all. But
who did you get instead when you got sniped?
Oh gosh, I don't know. It turned into a fever dream of like fury. I don't remember who I ended up going with. I'll be honest. I'd have to look and see. But I was just tilted. I was like, I don't know what to do now. That's what I wanted, a running back. And then the other ones, I was like, I don't want this anymore. I don't know. I can go peek real quick. But it was ridiculous. The way that, like, when you get your hopes up and you think that someone's actually going to fall to you, that's the problem. You get so excited.
I think the one that I got most excited about was having Jonathan Taylor fall to me at the 212.
Oh, yeah.
That was that kind of made my day. That, and then in the next round where I got Big Pats on the back, was going Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I stacked those guys up immediately. So, mm-hmm. but I tell you, how did the tight end and did you have tight end and quarterback runs in yours?
We did. I just realized after Gibbs went, I tilted and I went Russell Wilson. So he's in the best shape of his life. You know? I went him, but yeah, I have Njoku and Isaiah Likely as my tight ends. So not bad. I got good value on it. I don't hate it.
Likely, you know, we're not done in ours. So, you know, we're not late.
He went real late for me. So,
yeah, I think we're in round 14 in ours. So, we still got a little ways to go. Some people like to go to sleep at night for some reason. Mm-hmm. Not draft.
How dare they?
Jeez, I swear. But did you have a specific strategy going in?
I am the type that I think I do until literally it starts and I'm at my first pick and everything goes out the window and I'm just like, but, and I start thinking of everything. So no, it's going to happen in my home league too. I know it. I'm going to have all these plans of what I'm going to do and one person's going to snipe me and it's going to throw me off. I'm not strong mentally. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm very weak.
And in the home leagues, and those are the ones that you could get tilted even worse.
Mm-hmm. Cause so, they know who you like and they know how like timid or aggressive you are. Cause my home league, we have been doing this since, so it's been almost 10 years. I think it's our 9th or 10th year. And so we all know who the person is that's going to make the wild, crazy picks that don't pan out. Like we all know everybody's ins and outs. So yeah, it's fun. It's my favorite league.
Well now you said that I think you told me offline that's a keeper league.
Yeah, so, two keeper. It's actually
so
two.
Do you have any players that you're teetering on?
Maybe you guys can help me. But I was initially kind of excited about having Ramondre Stevenson as a keeper. I think it's like a fourth or fifth round, but then with the stuff today, like I said, I'm gonna eat it all up. But I think I can keep Jaylen Warren for a last round pick, which I'm pretty comfy with that. That would be good. And I was supposed to remember this in my head. And then let's see who else. Jaylen Warren was definitely one of them. And I think Shahid, which I probably won't. That's just a homer pick. But he's a last round keeper that I could have. And let's see. Yeah, it would either be Ramondre for like a fifth round, Jaylen Warren last round, and or Rashid Shaheed last round. So I'll probably just do my two last rounds as Warren and Shaheed and just see what comes of it. You know what I mean? Well, I always go with value like that.
Yeah, Warren, I know that my Pittsburgh Steeler insider was saying that Warren will have a role. He thinks mm-hmm. Najee is still going to be have a significant kind of like the bell cow role, but that Jaylen Warren will still get some good definitely get a lot of passing down work, which is so valuable. So love it.
And for a last round pick, I don't know. I just, those are the things I usually go for. I look at just what am I losing to get them? So I'll probably just do that.
Oh my goodness. Y'all in the chat, you guys are killing me. This is awesome. Wow. I could just sit here and watch the chat and just, you know, mi amiga, we could just sit here and just kind of laugh at everything everybody's saying. Yeah. Yeah. Brad Bolt wants her to fly to Australia. I don't know what time it is over there right now, but thank you for chiming in. I think it's probably
Brad's
like,
the best. Skipping sleep or they just woke up. I don't know.
I think it might
time
be
zones.
Might be getting to be lunchtime. So, I kind of like that. But you know what, Ramondre? So, are you worried about the Leonard Fournette visit? So,
well, it's mostly just, I guess, when you have a two keeper league, like at first, it's like, oh, that's a great value. It could be a great value potentially fourth or fifth round. And I guess it's just going to depend on how many running backs are being kept as well. You know what I mean? Like that fourth, fifth round pick. If they're keeping a ton of running backs, it's really as if it's a later one. So I'll just have to see because there won't be as many available. So it kind of ups his value. So I might just hold off and see if people start saying who their keepers are going to be first. And if they go hard running back keepers, I might consider it. I don't know.
Oh, so not everybody has to declare at the same time? You could.
We have a deadline, but like when I know who I want to keep, I just throw it out there. People will say. So we'll see.
I'm kind of like that too. I hear you. I like to just call my shot and just be like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like play with my cards and just be like, all right, you know what, mm-hmm. this is what we got. So, but yeah, you know what? By the way, tell me the difference between trash talking in your home league and maybe your Scott Fishbowl league where you know the people, but maybe you haven't met them face to face.
Yeah. That's a good question. Linda would probably say that I trash talk a lot just because me and her, I feel like that's our love language. But in my home league, I don't know. So I lost last year in my home league. So a lot of the trash talk was very self-inflicted. And I think that's a big thing that you got to be able to do, because I feel like the only time trash talk doesn't land is when someone can't take it. And so if you can make fun of yourself and also like when you're losing, take it when people make fun of you, then I think it's all fair game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's the people that kind of get quiet when they're losing, don't say anything and hide in the chat. And then when they win, they start throwing it. That never sits well with me.
No, they got to be able to take it as well as give it. And mm-hmm. do you give it to yourself?
Oh, yeah. All the time. It's more fun that way. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you can poke fun first, it makes it so much easier to do it with everybody else. So, oh man, this is, I'm already having a blast. So what are your favorite formats to play in? Or like what format is that keeper league and any other favorites?
Yeah, it's a half PPR. Every year we kind of tweak it a little bit. It started off just a basic standard 12 man league. Then we added the keeper. Then we added another keeper. Then we changed it to fab. Then we did half PPR. And my husband does not like that we keep making changes. He always threatens to, every season he threatens he's going to leave. He's like, if we do anything else, I'm leaving. And then we sneak in one more little change, you know, so we're slowly like changing. But my favorite's redraft. I've tried Dynasty. I'm still in a couple, but it stresses me out. Dynasty stresses me out. I like to just kind of have a clean, fresh slate and not everything hinge on one trade or, you know what I mean? Long-term decisions. So I prefer redraft, but I do like keeper the best just because you get a little taste of it. Like you still have to plan out and think for the future, but it's not like all hinging on these decisions for the rest of the, you know, time.
Yeah. That to me is the thing. And you know what now, are your dynasty teams, are they orphans that you inherited or were they startups?
No, they were startups during 2020 when we all were crazy and just thinking we could join 50 new leagues, you know? Yeah, everybody was at home, not at work, and they were like, oh, sure, I'll join another one. That sounds great.
What's another $20 or something like that?
Then you hit the first waivers and you're stressed out because you're like, what league do I have this player in? And you can't, you know? And you have three different apps, and I'm like, I couldn't keep track of it all. But I don't think I'm on MFL. I think I'm all on Sleeper this year, which is pretty impressive. I think I'm all on Sleeper this year. I don't think there's any ESPN or MFL. I'll have to check.
Oh, I know Yahoo either.
Mm-mm. I've never been a Yahoo girl. We never had any on Yahoo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm kind of mixed. I'm more on Sleeper. I think I got three on Yahoo, maybe four, maybe a fourth if that league comes back. But yeah, my apps.
It's nice when it's consolidated because you can just check it all at once, do everything. And it sounds silly because it's like, what is it to click on a different app, you know? But it's nice to have it all in one place.
Oh yeah, to actually psychologically to be like, mm-hmm. if you're doing a desktop, it's like, oh, I got to open up a whole new window. Mm-hmm. No, it's funny. So I wanted to get back. How do you feel about like Superflex leagues? Do you play in any of those?
Yeah, I'm in most of the Twitter leagues. I'm in are Superflex. My like real life human. I know Twitter people are humans too, but like my real life meet in person leagues, they're all single quarterback. But most of my Twitter leagues are Superflex. So that was a transition for me too, because I had never done that before 2020 either.
So you're going to be able to talk, meet those people when you go to the expo, right?
I know. I'm so excited. I was like, I can see if you guys are real, you know? Like I've been talking to all these internet strangers for years.
Oh, it's going to be funny. Now, have you met anybody in person?
Barely. I met him and her sports at a Saints game one time. I met Kate and Michelle, and I'm going to butcher their last name, so I'm not even going to try, mm-hmm. but Ball Blast them. I met them at the Taylor Swift concert in Houston. And awesome. But it was like so brief. The music, the lights shut, the music was coming on. So we're like, bye. So like I've met a couple people, but nothing like an actual visit, you know?
Oh man. Yeah. You're going to, it's going to be probably that Friday night. You're going to be so busy hugging people. Your ribs are going to hurt because
mm-hmm. I'm just excited. Everybody seems so nice. So yeah, I'm just excited to see people and meet them and like in person, you know?
Oh, and you actually, you'll get to measure yourself next to the beard that is Mr. Scampers.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if I'm as tall as the beard or not.
Dame will be there too. So yeah, it's, but yeah, to see it all come to life. And I mean, I just know that Friday night, like that last year was the first time I met a lot of these people. Like, I'm about to go to the hotel and Joey writes like, Poppy, where are you? You know? And then mm-hmm. next thing I know, it's like, there's Troy, there's LQ, there's Kluge. And it's just boom, boom, boom. It was just Nate.
Yeah. It almost feels trippy. Like all of a sudden it's just, everyone's in one place. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. You're just going to love it. And then you're going to be like, oh my God, I got two more days of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, can we talk you into karaoke?
No, I'm so sorry. That will not be happening. I will be listening and cheering and singing without a mic in front of my face.
Even if we play some Taylor Swift.
I'll sing it, but not with a microphone. That's just not my thing. It's so funny because like somebody was telling me earlier, they're like, I can't believe I posted a video of, I fell asleep watching TikToks last night and it was repeating this thing about like yoga to help you fart or something. And my husband videoed it. And somebody was like, I can't believe you posted that because it's embarrassing. I'm like, that doesn't embarrass me. But singing in front of people, that embarrasses me. I will not be partaking.
Oh, well, there are still some videos out there. Dr. Kevin Murray, also in our league, he posted a few things of me singing Sweet Caroline last year.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to, I will say, I do like to see what people's karaoke song is. Like, that's fun to see. I feel like you can learn about people of like what their one song is.
Yeah, they get that one shot. If I get one shot, it's that song because mm-hmm. I just know everybody. I know everybody's going to sing along, and I don't mm-hmm. have to sound good. And it's going to be fun. It was fun. I felt like I saw Mauricio Gutierrez and his wife Hema right after, and I was just like, and we're both big U2 fans, and I said, if that's like one mm-hmm. millionth of what Bono feels like. You know,
imagine, like, yeah, the rush, huh?
Yeah, and that was still amazing. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. But yeah, you're just gonna love it. You're gonna have a blast. And I mean, yeah, just definitely soak it in because it's just like, and you know what? It's gonna be funny because people are gonna be, when you see them, you're gonna be like, you're gonna recognize having shared screens with them, and you're just gonna be like, mm-hmm. oh my God, you're real. You really mm-hmm. are real.
Exactly. So,
I want to answer one question. McGonagall, what's the TE plan? Well, I went Chigakonkwo and does the Hopkins news? No, I think he's still going to, I think it's still going to be a narrow tree. I think Hopkins will be the target leader, but Chig will be sharing targets splitting targets with Treylon Burks. They'll probably be around 100. But he's my only tight end through 14 rounds. So I need to get some work and get him a backup plan. So, oh my goodness, you guys in the chat are just amazing. Amazing.
I know. I want to know what song did you pick? He said he picked his karaoke song already.
Oh,
I wonder what it's going to be, unless he's going to try to surprise us.
For mine, it has been picked. And it's going to be a duet with Nate Paulvogt.
So, oh, really? I love Nate. I love Nate.
Our Sweet Caroline last year started out as a duet, and then he kind of like petered off to the side, and I took it from there. But yeah, it was there's a song, so we'll wait to preview it there because it's gonna be a good one. Let's just say everyone's gonna sing along.
Okay, I'm excited.
So, that's gonna be good times. Okay, so you're gonna be there, and I'll make sure I'm gonna point to you right before, and it's like, okay, yeah,
I'll be like, I know
remind you of that moment. So so I wanted to talk a little bit about we could go so many different directions, but yeah, after you started creating content, how did you know that you just found your people, especially on Twitter?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like, and I mean, I'm speaking just for myself, but I feel like because I joined Twitter at like the peak of COVID, like I think it was April, right when we were all hunkered down in 2020. And so I think that mixed with like everybody having this sense of you kind of lost a piece of a social life because you weren't going out and doing things, especially down south. We go out to eat all the time. Like everything's centered around food. Like, hey, I made a gumbo, come on over. Hey, like everything's about food and going out. So we see people all the time. And to not have that, I feel like I kind of like filled that void with my Twitter people. And it just so happened to be, you know, like Mike, Daddy's Home, and Troy and Linda and all these people. And I don't know, like everybody just group chats. They were all nice, you know, and I don't know. I guess we just all found each other. I don't know. I don't know how to even, it just seemed like a whirlwind. But then I was thinking the other day, like, how have I not met some of these people? I've been talking with them for 3 years. You know, it's kind of crazy when you think about it.
And especially, well, I mean, I guess people are traveling more, you know, you never know. They might start, they might start coming around and be like, hey, you know, let's meet a Commander's Palace or let's get some gumbo or something like that. So, it's awesome. So I wanted to ask about your e-newsletter that, and I thought it was really cool. The other day you reminded people to touch grass and reaction. So tell me about that reaction, how it was for you.
Oh, whenever Twitter went down for a day, was that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have that little, it's a newsletter that I just write every 7 to 32 days, just when I feel like it. But there's no schedule. It's just like my little creative side, but I don't know. It was funny because Twitter was down for a day and I love the collective chaos, I guess, when we're all going through something together. I enjoy it. Like at the end of the day, I don't think anybody was that worried about Twitter as much as we were all just like feeding off of the frenzy. And so I thought that was kind of interesting to watch, like almost like from a bird's eye view, just watching everyone like little ants freaking out and rate limits and people, whatever. But at the end of the day, though, I remember the first time when Twitter was allegedly going down, people were actually freaking out because some of us, that's all we have is our Twitter, you know, and some people were like, oh, let's get on Discord or let's whatever, because if it goes down, how do we contact each other? But I mean, I don't think it's going anywhere personally.
I don't. It's getting very annoying, especially now that you can't DM people unless you're verified or something like that.
I haven't, knock on wood, had that issue yet, because I really don't want to have to pay for anything. I haven't had any issues with that. I don't know how that works. I haven't looked into it, but
there are people. Yeah, it's crazy. People have their I have people who, like, just because they follow me, I can DM them. Mm-hmm. But if I don't follow me, if they don't follow me, I can't DM them. It's so utterly annoying. So, let's talk about happier things. I did want to say, getting back to the expo real quick, that tweet you had about zip lining, the expo just,
I won't be drafting. I'll just be zip lining.
Yeah. Just let's go. I want to ask one question about Cooter Doodle, the handle. Does it kind of feel like a secret identity that comes on after you leave your in real life job?
That's a good question. Recently I did tell my real life boss about it. And really? So that was interesting because it did feel weird to like, it did feel weird. Not that I'm different. Like I don't say things I guess I am different. I have like a professional side. We all do. Right. But it did feel weird to be like, oh, by the way, I'm also really into fantasy football. You know what I mean? Like that did kind of feel weird.
Was your boss into football or fantasy football?
Oh yeah. His kids are into it and stuff too. So he knew Matthew Berry. He's like, wait, what? You know him? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit, you know? And so, yeah, it was cool. It was cool to like, just say, I don't know. Cause we don't talk about football at work, you know, and all that stuff. So it was neat to kind of dip my toes into that and talk about it.
Oh, but yeah. Okay. So yeah, he didn't say, oh, I follow you. how mind blowing would that have been?
Yeah, no, he asked what my name was and I was like, just don't judge me. Don't judge me. And I say really stupid things. So,
but you know what? They hit home. By the way, I do want to understand the single hot dog on the grill.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just literally posted something stupid, but I love grilling. I hate cooking, but I've learned in the last year that I really love grilling. So that's been my thing. I might get over it eventually, especially now with the heat. It's been not as pleasant, but I don't know. It's fun. It's healthier.
And it's, you know what, beer is going to definitely be involved. So that's,
Yeah. You gotta have a little light beer while you're on the grill.
I do remember there was a tweet that you had one time and you were like, you made a joke about like you filmed lighting the fire on a grill and you're like, oh, now I see the allure that you guys have been talking about all this time. So,
yeah. And especially where I'm at, like we're out in the mosquito haven swamp areas. And so land is a little cheaper here and we have behind us like cane fields and stuff. So there's no houses. So yeah, it's just very peaceful. Quiet, other than my neighbors probably hearing me blasting Taylor Swift while I cook. But yeah, it's nice. It's like a little getaway for 30 minutes, you know?
So, by the way, my daughters and I our family is going to Taylor, her final show of the entire tour. We got lucky. We got tickets. We got nosebleeds,
but it's still going to be great. Yeah.
Three favorite Taylor songs.
Oh gosh. Great question. Cruel Summer.
Ooh,
this
yes.
is me trying, and Don't Blame Me would probably be it changes every day, but that's probably where I'm at. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I saw a TikTok the other day about somebody using Taylor Swift song titles as fantasy football names.
Mm-hmm.
I will name a team all too well this year.
Yep.
That one.
That's great.
That one's going to, it's gotta be a Tua team too. So I gotta get a Tua team. I'm going to call it that. So, yeah, that one's going to be good. So, now you're a Saints fan.
Mm-hmm.
Were you living there when they won the Super Bowl?
Oh yeah. 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 I was in college. Cause what was that? 2009, I believe.
Eight or nine.
Yeah.
I think it was nine. Yeah.
Yep. I was in college. We were at my husband and I were dating at the time. We were at his parents' house and we had a lot of friends over watching it. And I remember thinking in my heart of hearts, I'm like, I know we're not going to win this, but it would be cool. Right. And like, I had no faith that we would. And when I tell you, when we won, like everyone, we had finals or something coming up. We had like school things to do. We had stuff going on and everyone was like, we don't care. We're going to the bar. And like, nobody even called anyone. We just all knew we're going to that one bar that we all go to. Everyone showed up. We stayed, like, it was crazy. It was fun.
How did
my husband uh-huh. my husband actually had his friend nosebleeds, but they had season tickets that year, so he went to like the NFC championship, everything. So it was a good year. I don't know how he didn't flunk out going to all those Saints games, but it was a good year.
How does it compare to Mardi Gras, that party?
Oh, I'm hot take, I'm not a huge Mardi Gras fan. Like I guess living here, you become jaded to it and it becomes a little, you know what I mean? But the crowds, it's hot, it's loud. I've been hit many a times with a bead to the face and that's painful. And so, and at the end of the day, you have all these bags of beads that you can't do anything with. So I would I would give up Mardi Gras for the rest of my life to go to the Super Bowl again.
Okay.
Easily for the Saints to win another ring.
Oh man. Well, having been there for New Year's Eve, and I think we celebrated like four or five New Year's Eves, right there in the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what Mardi Gras is like, because that was just one of the craziest nights of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Saints winning, gosh, the first championship for the city, just, how awesome. Breeze.
Just, the whole story, everything. Yeah.
Oh, do you have a favorite Saint ever?
That changes too. I'll be honest. I mean, I love just who Drew is as a person. I love Drew, but I love Ben Watson. I know he wasn't with us for a super long time, but I love him. Right now, I love that we have Jamal Williams. I think he is hilarious. And so I love that he's a Saint. I need to get a jersey. I need to get a Jamal Williams jersey. I love Kamara, but I hope that Jamal just has an epic season. I would love to see that happen. And he's just funny. So.
Oh, he's awesome. And we're going to leave that question unanswered about how she got the beads. So.
Brad, no.
Oh, so Dame has this question. Is the best time to visit New Orleans right after Mardi Gras?
Probably not, because there's probably a ton of beads and trash and hungover people in the streets, if I had to guess. The best time to visit Mardi Gras, honestly, like, would be if you had events to come, not Mardi Gras, New Orleans would be if you had events to come to, or like a concert or a football game. And honestly, even like when it's colder I would avoid the summer months here. It's just, we live here and it's brutal. It's just, it's a lot.
Oh man. So. Okay. Oh yeah. No Taylor Swift. We're just blasting it. Okay. You know, I could turn on Style and then we could, I could start singing it. That's one of my go-tos right there. The girls love to play that. I always tell them whenever we're driving, they're going to play Taylor. It's like, okay, Dad's got to hear Style first at some point. So it's just one of those head banging, you know.
I know. Matthew Berry went to a concert with his family too. I thought that was cute.
Oh yeah, Dad's
posting all the videos, and he was showing how he didn't have to wait to go in line to use the bathroom. Which I will say that was traumatic. The amount of women in line, there's a panic that sets in around like the threshold where you feel like I've only got maybe 5 minutes before this might just start dripping down my leg, and you see 50 women. And they're all taking their time. And there is a moment that you're just like, oh my God, I should have not drank any liquid today. But thankfully, let your family know that like as soon as the music comes on, the lines are gone. So if they can wait, just wait till the music comes on.
That's and you're right. We saw the Reputation tour and I couldn't believe that there was no, we were at the Rose Bowl, 60,000 people. I had no line. I had no line for anything. And so, yeah, we're going to pick, I think we figured out like picking the last 3 minutes of all two, the 10 minute version of All Too Well is, probably a good time to go to the bathroom. So
Not for me. I would not want to miss a single second of that, but there are definitely songs that there was one, I looked at the set list and I picked, I'm like, this is my bathroom break. This one right here I can miss, but I literally ran and came back. I only missed like maybe 45 seconds. I was like,
oh, wow. That's good. That's good. I will tell you, it's not on the set list, but if Gorgeous gets played, I'm losing my
mind.
Maybe
it'll be a secret song. You never know.
She's going to break out. She's going to break out something that night.
Yeah. She'll probably make some big announcement about something too. You never know. No one heard.
Absolutely. So, back to the Saints real quick. So let's talk about 2023. The new quarterback with Derek Carr. How do you think that's going to impact Chris Olave and possibly Michael Thomas if he's healthy?
I'm hopeful that he'll be better. It's interesting because if you look at the whole NFC South, it's like an entirely different division this year. All these different pieces have moved and everything. So I'm curious just in general how we're going to pan out and how all the teams are going to pan out in our division. But I'm hopeful with Carr. I think we needed to a fresh, like I love Jameis. I love Andy Dalton for what they, you know, can do, but I think we just needed something fresh. So I'm happy with that. And Olave, I love Olave, but I'm a little nervous that people are overhyping him just a little bit. And it's not because I don't believe in him, but I just think we should temper expectations. At the end of the day, the Saints have to get the ball in, you know, to the end first for him to score touchdowns. So I don't know. I was very high on them last season, and I think I am just trying to pull back. I'm trying to, you know, savor my feelings, save myself from getting too hyped.
Yeah, I hear you on that. There's a part of me, like where I see him getting drafted in the second round, I've let other people grab him. Because sometimes I'd grab one of the elite quarterbacks at that point to see what my build looks like. Because I don't know if he's going to get 150 targets. And I feel like he's got to be one of those guys. Like Garrett Wilson.
He's talented by far.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. But you could probably find a clip of me saying, oh, they're all a steal at ADP. You know what I mean? And I was just so hyped up on them and injuries and everything. It just didn't pan out. And so I'm keeping myself just very – I'm hopeful, but I'm trying not to get too excited. I just want us to do well and not embarrass ourselves. I think back to that clip of Andy Dalton walking away sad as like the Atlanta player. Oh. You know what I mean? I'm just like all those flashbacks. I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah. She's definitely back. You know what? I hear you on that. And Derek Carr, I mean, the thing I do like about Derek Carr is, and that we saw it last year, he definitely fed Davante Adams. So he's got the number one guy. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna take his shots. So we'll see. So we got a question from Alberto. Thoughts on Juwan Johnson?
I like Juwan Johnson. are they going to be weird about it and throw Taysom Hill some weird plays? Probably. But I do like Juwan. I haven't really drafted him, but I'm happy with him being on the Saints. And I'd like to see what happens this year with Carr, you know. Because you think about it, Carr did great with Waller. So, I don't know. We'll see.
He definitely did. He definitely fed him. I mean, he likes those bigger targets. Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, any quick feelings on their...
Again, just keeping my heart covered and safe because I just don't know what's happening with Kamara. I know it got moved from a felony to a misdemeanor, but I don't know what that's going to mean as far as the suspension. People are still saying it could still be 4 to 6 weeks. And then Thomas... Every time I get excited that he's back, and I mean, he's a talented player, but then he just can't stay healthy. So I don't know. I'm just cautious. Don't want to get too excited. But if we have a full team and they're all healthy, which anybody could say about the players, but if they're all healthy, then ask me again and I'll be super thrilled.
That to me is the big health factor with Michael Thomas, because last year, I mean, he was healthy for three games, mm-hmm. and two of them he actually did really well.
Yeah, it was like, as fans, we were like, okay, this is what we waited for, you know? But yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where there's so many players over the course of the last, I mean, just over time that you wait and you wait and you're like, but they're so elite and they have this talent, and you wait. And you wait. I mean, like, I think back to like Le'Veon Bell and some of these other ones, and it's just like they never get back there, you know? And so I don't know. I think he's good for Olave if he's on the field for sure. And I think he's going to definitely eat, but does he play a whole season? I don't know.
I'm hopeful because I remember that first game where he just torched AJ Terrell, mm-hmm. For two touchdowns. One of them was like a beautiful contested catch.
Mm-hmm. He's right talented there. For sure.
But yeah, and Kamara, well, we're going to see with Kamara. So we got a couple questions. Hooftube, by the way, I know Hooftube, I want to hear you sing Purple Rain. So that's the song I want to hear you sing. I was going to borrow his cowboy hat last year because it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. But Foster Moreau, possible reunion?
Yeah. And I don't know too, like I'm looking right now, they have Taysom Hill as third technically on the depth chart. So I don't know. I'm interested to see how that goes. I don't know anything about who they're blocking and how they're used. So who knows?
And we do know there's going to be four games where Taysom Hill is going to score like one or two touchdowns.
And he's going to be probably on none of my teams. I don't think I'm going to be drafting him anywhere. I love the Taysom Hill hype, but with Sean Payton gone, I just don't feel as inclined. You know what I mean? Like you're not going to know which week it's going to be. And for whatever reason, Sean Payton loved him and loved to utilize him. I just don't think it's going to be quite the same.
It's going to be weird. Oh, by the way, Hooftube singing Enrique Iglesias. Mm. It better be in Espanol. I'm going to be singing in the audience right along with you, my brother. Definitely doing that. Cameron Jordan.
Oh, I do love Cameron Jordan. Yes, yes, yes. Does he finish the season? Is he saying he won't? I hope he does. I love Cam Jordan. Ooh. I have a signed... Maybe it's not up here. I have a signed Cam Jordan thing in my house. I thought it was on there, but I don't see it. But yeah, I love him.
Well, let's stay in the NFC South. Mm-hmm. Going over to the Falcons real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna get into Bijan because we're all drafting
him.
We all know he's gonna be great. Drake London and Kyle Pitts, could they both be good with Desmond Ridder?
Honestly, I was surprised. I feel like it's more of a coaching thing that I'm curious about with the Falcons because they have all these strong pieces that it just seems like they didn't know what to do with them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm mm-hmm. curious to see. I'm not as much even worried about Ridder as much as just how are they planning to utilize everybody on the field. So I don't know. I'll say this much. I usually talk a lot of trash about the Falcons, but I mean, they've got a lot of strong pieces, so yeah. I don't feel comfortable talking trash about them right now.
It all comes down to if Desmond Ridder is good. That's the big thing. If Ridder's good, then he can support two pass catchers because London looked good there at the end with mm-hmm. Ridder. It's just a matter of is he gonna? Can he take a step forward? And if he's going to take a step forward, this is going to be it. This is going to be the year to do that. Yeah. Baker Mayfield is now in your division.
I know. Isn't that weird? I'm telling you, like the whole division is just fresh and new and different. Like who are all these people? It's weird to see them here.
It's going to be weird to see him in orange. I got to tell you, but you know, looking at him, thinking about him, is he someone that can support Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and keep them viable?
You know, Baker is an interesting one to me because I feel like he's, and I know nothing about mentals, but I feel like for him, sometimes it's just a mental game. Like I feel like he can do it. And he's shown us that he can for like spurts, you know? So I'm curious to see how that plays out. But I mean, Mike Evans, and yeah, I guess it's one of those situations where it's like, give us a couple games with him, you know what I mean? And see how it goes. But if I looked at all the quarterbacks right now in the NFC South, none of them are like sure things, you know what I mean? Like they're all at the point where whether they're either fresh or whatever it is, that it's like, I don't know. I don't want to plant my flag on any of them personally.
That one's, yeah. If there's one I'm going to plant my flag on, it's Godwin.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like Baker's going to hit the slot receiver on the short routes before he has to break down the pocket. And I know he's got a good deep arm. I just feel like he's going to hit Godwin like 140 times, you know, target mm-hmm. him about 140 times. And it's going to be
as good. Long as they don't do it against us, then that's fine.
By the way, yes, Mr. Scampers did snipe me for Taysom Hill because I was so going to grab him right before I was at the end of that tight end run that made me just give up on the tight ends that mm-hmm. round. But
oh yeah. Especially Scott Fishbowl and the scoring. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That one's crazy. So the last team in the is Carolina, the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Are you buying that Miles Sanders could be a bell cow? And he's going off as the number 64 overall player right now in underdog.
Yeah. You know, I don't hate it. He's one of those guys that I feel like it just is going to depend. Like if I draft him, it's truly going to just depend on how comfortable I'm feeling with the rest of my pieces. You know what I mean? But I don't hate it. I kind of like Miles Sanders right there.
I do kind of like it. I don't know if I'm buying that he's going to be a big pass catcher this year, but I do feel like he's going to get, I do feel like he's going to get a big workload mm-hmm. running. So I like that one. Oh, we got a Saints question. Who's QB2, Winston or Zoolander?
Oh, yeah. He's making fun of Jake, our third string. Those like photo shoots. I don't know if you saw the guy.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Gosh, we have a goofy team between Winston and then those pictures and Jamal Williams. We have a goofy team this year. I'm sure the locker room is going to be a mess, like in the best way possible, but I think it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, good. I just want to see some good fun memes coming out of that locker room. But so getting back to fantasy football, is there a player that you're maybe looking to pass on in redraft this year, no matter what?
No matter what? That's a good question. I don't know. There's not many that I'm like super against, but it just depends. Like right now, personally, I'm not drafting Kamara, just not knowing. He's one of those guys that like, I don't know. I get very, very timid. But like I said, as soon as a draft starts, maybe it changes. You know what I mean? In August, once we know more, and then once I see how things are going in my home league, I might just get cocky and take him. So I don't know. We'll see. But probably things like that right now is just kind of being cautious around players that have lingering stuff going on. I'll say this too. I don't think I would draft Michael Thomas, even if he was just a last round. I'm just kind of, as a Saints fan, I'm just numb to it. I don't really want it. So he's probably one I would avoid.
I feel like to say
that he couldn't be something. It's purely just psychological. I've just had my hopes so high that I'm just kind of like, y'all have it. You have fun with it. So
what's that? Fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. How many times is it exactly now since 2019? Mm-hmm. That one. Yeah. I bought in last year. I've dipped my toe in. I'm not diving in this year. Mm-hmm. So that one's not doing it this year. The one thing I will say about Kamara that, if I'm drafting him as my third running back, I don't feel so bad about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd draft him as my top two running backs.
And that's the thing. If you're safe and comfy, you might be willing to take the risk on that, but I don't know. I really am curious to see how that plays out.
So is there anybody you're tapping no matter what?
I don't think so. I'm very disappointed because in my home league, I have the 101, but I've already been told that the guy with Justin Jefferson is keeping him. So that's very infuriating. So,
yeah. who would be your 102?
I don't know, probably Chase, and I have to go see if somebody's going to keep him. That's the thing about keeper leagues is like at the end of the day, the early round picks really aren't as valuable as you think because all these great players can get kept, you know?
Yeah, it might be, well, you never know. Bijan might be the best pick because of people who are picked.
Yeah, I'll have to see. Yeah. You heard it here first, guys. Don't lose in your home leagues. Don't lose. Breaking news.
That's going to be, believe me, familia, that's going to be a YouTube short at some point. once I figure out how to do YouTube shorts. That one's good. That one's good. So, when you're in redraft, we talked about, the formats that you like. Is there a draft strategy that you like? Britt Flynn and I did a show a couple weeks ago talking about anchor RB. Do you want to go robust, heavy, zero RB? Any particular strategies?
I used to be very vocally against zero RB just for fun. Not that I really felt that strongly about it. But I'll probably, if you're listening, home league, don't. But like, I probably am not going to go hard on running back first unless it just depends on how everything falls and who's keeping what. You know what I mean? But I like to stream a lot too, like with tight ends. I'm a streamer with tight ends. Last year I went Kelsey in a lot of leagues and that was nice. It paid off. But I don't think I'm going to do that again this year.
Yeah. You know what? It's hard to love your roster construction if you're picking Kelsey that high, mm-hmm. and it's like it limits you on things that you can do. So I hear you on that.
And it was fun, and I did it. And when I'm telling you, I did it a lot last year in a lot of different leagues, and it paid off, and it was great. But had it not, it would have hurt. So I doubt I'd do that again. I'll probably just stream tight ends again.
Yeah, what was it last week? Last week I was doing a super flex draft where it was tight end premium, and it was like, and I was picking at the end of the first round, and I did take Kelsey at that point because it was just too valuable, but I had to get, but Dak was my quarterback one, which I don't know how I'm going to feel about that one. So, you know what? I do remember seeing you poke some fun at zero RB drafters. I think it was around this time last year, and it cracked me up. So I think it was around that time I said, okay, I got to do a show with her at some point. So,
yeah, but honestly, anything I say on Twitter, I probably just in that moment felt it, but it's not necessarily like I'm not like die hard on anything. Like you'll see me switch favorite players that I'm rooting for and like positions that I'm rooting for. I'm a fan. I just have fun. Like I said, I eat it all up. So it switches all the time.
Well, let's talk eating real quick.
Okay.
As I mentioned, New Orleans is my favorite eating city in the world. I've been there twice, as I mentioned. Favorite dishes that just doesn't have to be in New Orleans, but it could be Southern dishes. Favorite dishes that you've had.
You know, I will say this. Shout out to, there's this guy on YouTube. His name, he calls himself the Cajun Ninja. And if you just go on YouTube and type Cajun Ninja meatball stew, Cajun Ninja pastelaya, whatever, like that's some good Cajun food right there if you want to try it at home. But yeah, I mean, we eat a lot of rice and gravies and stews and a lot of that stuff.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. And one of my uncles every year for Christmas makes a big pot of jambalaya my goodness. Nothing like tamales and jambalaya on the plate.
You know, it's going to be a good party when you show it and there's like the pot bigger than people and they just got that big. It's like that, it almost looks like an oar, like you're about to go like in the water and they're just stirring up, you know, all that rice and meat. And you just know it's going to be a good time. That's the ones that, you know, like they've been doing this for a long time. They know what they're doing.
Oh, and they've probably been doing it. Like it's probably like,
oh, they started like major process. Yeah. And they start drinking at 10 in the morning too. So by the time you get to get the food, you hit a threshold where it's like, oh, this is great. And then also now they're drunk and they're burning it. So you got to catch it right at the peak. You know what I mean? You got to catch it at the right time.
Does the more they drink mean more spice that they get added to it?
Not usually. No. Which is funny. I'm not like a huge spice person, but at the same time, my baseline is probably higher than other people's because we put spice on everything, but I don't like hot spice. I like flavorful spice. Mm. So I don't know.
I do have a friend of mine who makes authentic Louisiana hot wings. And gosh, there was one time I probably ate like more than a dozen at one sitting and my head was sweating.
Mm-hmm. See, I can't just, do that.
I loved every second of it.
I don't like that kind of spice. We have this seasoning that's called Slap Ya Mama. You probably find it on Amazon. But like that's what we put on everything. Like put it on eggs, put it on vegetables, put on everything. Slap Ya Mama.
Oh, Bob Harris saying hello. Yes. Yeah, we were talking about the sweat on the forehead is just right.
It reminds me of my grandfather. My dad and my grandfather would, every time we go eat out, they get a tiny bowl of gumbo as an appetizer. Then they'd get some big meal, whatever it would be. And then they'd always finish it off with another tiny bowl of gumbo as like their dessert. And every time they'd have the hot sauce in it and you would just see the red face and the sweat. And as a kid, I'm like, you look miserable. And they're like, it's so good. But I just could never understand it.
Oh man, my father used to have a jalapeno pepper, and he'd take a bite of his food and eat the jalapeno pepper, and just something about it. I mean, if it hurts, that means it's the best. So I gotta know. I have heard that you can get good Mexican food down in that neck of the woods. So what are some of your favorite dishes there?
I'm a simple girl sometimes, but I have been like changing and trying new things and like getting off the a la carte of like just mixing and matching and stuff. But I'm always good with like a steak taco. I like to have my purple onions and my cilantro on it, you know, and all that good stuff. So I love the, when they have a good like jalapeno ranch, I will eat that. Ooh. Like candy. Jalapeno ranch is my favorite.
That's good. Kind of like the hot and the cool, right? At the same time. That's a good contrast right there. Almost like sweet and sour, but just in a different way. So,
I haven't tried a spicy margarita yet, though. I need to try that. Everybody says they're good. Like a jalapeno margarita. I've never done that.
It's got to be made right.
Got to be made right.
Yeah, because I've had good ones and I've had ones that were just like, ew, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's got to be made right. So I tell you that. I like to put good tequila in a margarita. So not just the house brand or something like that. So, I might give you a little homework,
Give me some homework. I'll try some stuff. Yeah.
I will say if you like a little spice, chorizo is really good.
Okay.
Maybe just a little pico de gallo on it. You don't need to add any salsa or anything. It's just a little.
Yeah. I like pico. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really good. And, carnitas is also a personal favorite. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a few of those things to try. That's good times. That's good times. Oh, mi amiga. Oh, this has been, I can't believe we're at an hour.
I know, it flew by.
It really flew by. Oh my goodness. With training camps and everything coming up, I mean, what do you have coming up? With the movie? Yeah.
Yeah. We're just writing articles at Fantasy Life. Like I said, maybe go and see some Saints practices depending on the weather. I don't know if I can make it happen. We'll see. But yeah, just eating up all the hype. I'm telling you, you'll see me on Twitter. Any little thing, I'm going to be buying it.
When you see a good long bomb from Derek Carr to Olave, I think you're going to get tilted at that point. I think all doubt will go away, right?
Yeah, until there's an interception and then you see me start freaking out and throwing out F-bombs and it's so funny. No. My mom is like this little sweet, like she's the definition of like, can I make you guys some cookies? Do you need anything? But then when the Saints are on, she is blood pressure through the roof, cursing, like, oh gosh, sorry, you know, and she's like into it. It's so funny. So yeah, we're a Saints household through and through, for better or for worse.
I love it. I love it. Reminds me of my mom with the Dodgers, because she's she won't curse, but she'll just be like, you know, if they mess up, she lets the TV know. So
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, anything else you want to plug coming up?
Just subscribe to Fantasy Life and good luck in your fantasy leagues.
Oh, familia, this has been you know what? We started talking about this about a month ago, and it's great when you have high hopes for something and it surpasses and that's what this last hour plus has been. So, mi amiga, thank you again. Can't wait to see you in Canton. So, yes we're going to toast. We're going to do a little salud at that Perfect. Point. So, yes. One more time. Follow her at Cooter Doodle. Again, one of the great, great, great Twitter handles out there. Familia, you know where to find me at Jorge Martin 17 on Twitter. Make sure you're following us, giving that thumbs up to Familia FFB on YouTube. And also, if you're going to Underdog, use that promo code FAMILIA23. Get matched up to your first $100. So, oh my goodness, this has been awesome. My ribs hurt from laughing so much. I can't believe I have to go on. I committed to another live stream after this. So,
thanks for having me on. That was fun.
Oh, mi amiga, this has been awesome. So thank you again. Everybody in the chat, everybody, so grateful. You guys really, really brought it. Yes, Bob, we're going to see you in Canton.
Yep. Vemos.
Big hug coming to you too. And once again, Mr. Scampers, everybody, Dame, Alberto, everybody, HooveTube, all our friends, Jake, everybody, muchas gracias for joining us. And remember, todos somos familia. Salud.